Hundreds of gay marriage supporters, including retired Anglican Bishop John Bell, yesterday rallied near the federal courthouse in Cincinnati, where judges were considering arguments about the constitutionality of same-sex marriage bans in Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, and Tennessee. Bell, who was legally married to his husband in California in 2008, would like to see marriage legalized in all states.
If there is not justice for all, there isn't justice for anyone. And we have to work. The biblical imperative is in Micah 6:8 is, what does God require? To love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with God. If we don't love mercy and do justly, we can't do the third. And that's why I'm down here, so that we do justice, that justice prevails.
There was little sign of public opposition near the courthouse. About 10 people prayed the rosary. Among them was Pat O'Brien.
I'm not against gays, but I am against the gay marriage. I think it should be a civil union, not blessed by the church. And our Archbishop has come out stating that the falsehood of that, and I'm supporting the Archbishop, because the church should not put a blessing on something that, according to the Bible, is an illicit marriage.
Attorneys made their cases before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Louisville plaintiff's attorney Laura Landenwich says the outcome of the proceedings in Cincinnati could be a major event in the debate over marriage equality.
This is the civil rights struggle of our era, and I think that historically this is going to be looked on as a really important moment.
Judges have no right to overturn the will of the people, says Kent Ostrander of the Family Foundation of Kentucky, referring to the state's 2004 constitutional amendment banning gay marriage.
Marriage has always been defined as man and woman, and now we have unelected judges telling Western civilization that they know better.
The verdict from this week's proceedings is expected to be reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.